All right, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? You get a good idea, you put it down in a book, and man, the low-hanging fruit, that apple, it's all about the apple, isn't it? It started with the apple.
All right.
It's about the apple. Like, maybe that first apple's the right apple, but usually it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, usually you got to dig down through the dirt, past the gold and past the platinum to get to the diamond where the pressure is and the real good stuff happens. And that's what this is about. Climbers send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. You need to put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. I promise you. And then what I do is Brent and I get together. We invite a rock star, an esteemed, legendary, iconic writer like we have today. And I throw out a title at him. And then for the next 20 minutes, we cook up 5 or 6 different conceptual angles on how to write that song. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. The only demand that we make is that we are invited to the number one party. I also, on my rider, would like to have an open bar, and Brent needs childcare.
Yes.
But the other thing on this, guys, is it's a really good exercise to breathe new life into your old hooks in your hook book, the ones that didn't get enough attention 5 or 10 years ago when you wrote them down, the ones you haven't thought about in 5 or 10 years. You go back the way back machine in your hook book and start pulling some titles out of there and do 15 minutes of work on this. And guess what? What happens, Brent? What happens when you do that? Tell them. Testify.
Good stuff happens, Johnny. Good stuff happens. Now, man, I'm just coming off a charting Southern gospel single with Zane and Donna King.
Yes!
That was based off a title that was like 1,000 or 2 ago in my hook book. And so I'm just doing my own personal song title challenge, just trying to kind of go through and see what's back in the way back, and there we go. And I brought it into the right. They loved it. They didn't care. I didn't tell them how old that title was that had been sitting around or whatever. And dadgum, they cut it and they singled it and it charted. So, hey man, there's just don't discount it just cause it's old, which is what I told my wife when I met her.
Well played.
Yeah, Brent, I think I'm rubbing off on you, man. Like, you know, after all these years, like, I love that. I love that. I mean, that is the ticket, guys. There's gold in them thar hills, you know? Mm-hmm. The money's in the list. You got that list of songs. So
Right. Here's
a great exercise to do it. Why don't you introduce our guest here? This already, I love this guy because we've been talking football.
That's right.
Come on.
Today's
you know, he's
guest,
from the mothership.
That's right. I know. It's always fun. We have a good chat before the red button. So today's guest has more than 400 cuts to date, including 16 number ones. His credits include Michael English's Holding Out Hope for You, The Martins' The Promise, which both of which took home the Dove Award for Song of the Year, as well as Rodney Atkins' Watching You, which was CSAC Country Song of the Year. Yeah, you might have heard it. And Jason Aldean's chart topper, Blame It On You.
Wow.
Our guest has also had cuts by artists including We Are Messengers, Ben Fuller, Consumed by Fire, Danny Gokey, Cutlass, Seventh Time Down, Avalon, Point of Grace, Mandisa, many more in the CCM world and in the country world. Cuts including Rascal Flatts, Trace Adkins, Gary Allen, The Swan Brothers, Steve Holy, Earl Scruggs, Terry Clarks, Kix Brooks, Blackhawk, and more. Brian White, welcome to the climb.
Yeah. Thank you for saying yes, Brian White.
Yes.
I've been looking forward to this, guys. It's good to be here from 7 inches of snow on the ground. I'm glad I'm inside today and I'm not traveling. I'm doing this right here. So it's good to be here.
That's right. That is a blessing of it.
Well, I just want to tell you, man, I want to offer you some words of encouragement, Brian White. You know, 400 cuts. Like, I figure if you hang in just a little bit longer, you could be somebody. Like, I think, you know, keep eating your Wheaties.
That's right. We'll put in a word for you with our audience.
Yeah, that just means I'm old and I've been around for a while.
Well, that is impressive, sir. And we are just grateful to have you on. So
yeah.
Are we ready?
Never. And that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is, I'm going to give you the title. I'm going to give you my hot take on this. And this literally
Who's it from?
Came in today. This is just to let you know that you need to send in your titles, because this came in at 8:43 a.m. today. And when I saw it,
here's to that person.
I liked it. It came from Johnny Matt.
Johnny.
Who's a longtime climber and also now a co-star in one of my artist music videos, which I love.
Nice.
And thank you for that, Johnny Matt. The song title, and then I'm going to give you my hot take on this. The song title, this is so funny because you guys both have so much going on in like CCM and in Southern Gospel and everything. The song title is Dirty Valentine.
All right. Dirty Valentine.
Dirty Valentine. So I want to see like how we spin this up to be, I mean, without the low hanging fruit, there really is the temptation apple, right?
Yeah.
But like what, you know, what else could this mean? Dirty Valentine. Like, I think with the brains we got on the show here today, I think this is going to be really, really interesting. But I like that title. Cause you know what? Like, I feel like, if there's a such thing as like a CCM artist, like there must be a CCM artist, and I don't speak intelligently on this as genre here, like Brian, but there must be a CCM artist like that has the most edge allowable by CCM, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to have this kind of artist do something like this,
like, huh, what could you do with that, right?
And where right off the bat, the Front Row Baptists are just going to be condemning them to hell from the title, you know,
yeah.
because their dirty minds are going there without listening to the song. And then if you do like a total 180 on this, it could be astonishing.
Yeah. I think thanks for sending that in, Johnny Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I think it's definitely a compelling title. First thing I think of is like, that's a band name.
Yeah.
The other thing, the Dirty Valentines or something. The other thing I think of is like that's something Johnny's band should have cut back in the day in his hair band days.
Come on.
Like it sounds like
Johnny and the Dirty Valentines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like a blank 182 title.
Yeah.
You know, something that would have been in that genre that would have.
And we can write and we can do that too, remember. No guardrails, Brian. No guardrails. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I mean, first off, we were talking earlier about how you have titles you've had around forever. Nothing is old before it's new.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can have a title, but until the world has heard it, it's still new. And so, you know, whatever it is, you could say, I've had that title in my hook book for 8 years. Well, guess what? The world doesn't have your hook book.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they don't have their take on it. So Dirty Valentine, man. Okay. My initial kind of run my head around what that could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the kind of a country thing, like a Carrie Underwood when she did Before He Cheats, or, you know, mm-hmm. You know, where it's got a little bit, because it's got an edge. That title's got an edge.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It could also be kind of the sexy, you're my dirty little Valentine, you know. It's like, you know, I keep you, you're my secret love, you're whatever. It could be that.
Yeah, kind of like Dirty Little Secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then thinking about, well, is there something that we could do in the CCM market? Title wise, initially, you're probably going to have some initial shock value, which is kind of cool. You want, mm-hmm. like, what happens is people go, well, I wonder what that's about.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And why would.
What? Newsboys have a song called Dirty Valentine. I got to hear what they do with this.
Are you sure this song came to the right publishing house? Because this should be across the street, right? Like this is.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you could be winning before you're spinning.
I mean, is that the devil? You know, is that the devil? My the bad boyfriend kind of thing, the bad relationship. It's like the heart is deceitful, you know, it's like, or my heart is a dirty, you know, I think of Valentine, the heart, and the heart is deceitful. The heart is corrupted. And it's like, is there that or like the sin or whatever? It's like, it's that dirty Valentine, man. It's that.
Well, it could be like you said, you know, Jesus took on our sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took on the sins of the world.
Yeah.
And no greater love has no man than he would lay down his life for his friend. So it could be, you're the love of my life. You're the love that gave me life. You're the da-da-da-da, you know. And you took on all my sin, and you did it. And I'm born again, whatever. And sin.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that you're mine. you became my dirty Valentine. You know, it could be it could be that kind of thing. You know,
like, yeah.
Ooh, that is gritty. I like that.
I'm washed clean because you're mine. You took all my dirty Valentine. It's like, you know, you took on all. Yeah.
Ooh, I got chill bumps on that, you guys. I got chill bumps on that. Look at it. Seriously.
For those of you on YouTube.
And it puts it in a CCM, you know, edge, but at the same time, if you don't musically go that way, I think you could write it as a ballad, which makes it even a little more acceptable for people to go, ooh, I want to hear what that says, you know, because
yeah.
What about this, Brent? What about, like, maybe this is like a little 90s, because I'm the initial thing that came to me would be like a kind of a three-act play thing, which is 90s. But, you know, what if it's the way you met the girl, right, was in grade school? And you know how they always give up Valentines in grade school and stuff? And
yeah,
like, you loved her then, but you couldn't get her. Maybe it doesn't have to be a three-act play. You loved her then, and you gave her the Valentine of class, and she dropped it, right? Like, she just dropped it, and it went into the dirt.
Yeah.
She, like, threw it away and missed the garbage can walking out of school, and it went into the dirt, and you picked it up, and you saved it.
Yeah.
The dirty Valentine. And it was like, and then you maybe tried again, and she, you know, she went with somebody else, and then finally it's time for us. It's our time, you know, something like that, maybe.
That's interesting. And when you said, like, story song, that made me think, like, you know, the dirty, like, it's, you know, of course, obviously the first thing you think of is, like, you know, it was something kind of inappropriate or scandalous or whatever written on the Valentine card. But it's like, what if it's just like, you know, at your grandma's house kind of thing, you find this dirty Valentine, and you're like, what? But it's like, it's just been so worn from her keeping it all these years, tear stains, the, you know, the whole, like, you know, from fingers. Yeah. Granddad was such a working man that he got his, like, fingerprints on it, because it probably had oil or grease or dirt, because he's just, like, the guy, you know, like the blue collar.
My favorite dirty Valentine. Yeah.
And so it's still got, like, his smudgy fingerprints, because, you know, he didn't wash his hands well enough, but he's writing it out. It's super simple, but it's like country boy, whatever, blue collar.
That's cool.
And it's like, it's a simple I love you, but it's her favorite dirty Valentine or something. Could be kind of cool. So maybe that's not like finding grandma's. Maybe it's more of a current thing where he's just this good old boy giving his girl a good old dirty Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you wrote it from a female perspective, and you and it was like, you know, had a little sexy swagger to it, you know, and it could have a little thing that said, like, baby, I want to get flirty. Let me know, wordy. Let me be your dirty Valentine. A little sexy thing. Well,
yeah.
It's in the wine. And I'm about to spend a little time. And I want to get flirty, girl. And be your dirty Valentine.
Yeah, I can hear the upright bass on this one, dude, right there. Like, real, yeah.
Give me the Stray Cats kind of thing, you know? And just,
yeah, exactly. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
And all the words you got, you know, flirty, and I got the wine. You come out, I got the time. And if you let me get, I don't want to get wordy.
Yeah. Keep this short like my skirty.
Yeah, let me get. Yeah. I might be a little flirty, but I can be your dirty. You know, it's playful then. It's not like too sexual.
It's not dirty. It's playful. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Santa baby of Valentine's, kind of like I think that'd be cool. What if it's, and I dig that, and just keep the ball bouncing. Like, what if it's the, again, like a female thing, but she likes her country boy. Like, he is just in from, like, mudding or whatever, you know, he's, the truck's dirty, mud on his boots, he's my dirty Valentine. And that way it's not about the sexual stuff so much as, like, okay, he's cleaned up as much as he knows how, and he doesn't clean up, but that's all right, that's my boy, my dirty Valentine kind of thing. Could be cool.
I don't mind if you're a little dirty, you know, like you said, you got mud on your hands, you got dust on the truck, you got I'm in luck.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you're a little dirty Valentine. Yeah. So you just, it's a hesitation, dirty Valentine. So then you kind of let that fall in instead of just, that's a great idea too for country. It's like, are you familiar with the Craig Campbell song, My Baby Loves to Fish?
Yeah.
He leads it all up to something that you think is going to be a really kind of inappropriate. And he goes, but my baby loves to fish. And, you know, and it's like, okay. And it's that kind of playful. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Artists, you know, like a Paisley or any of those guys, they like that kind of little edgy, but it kind of comes back to, oh, okay. It did.
It's like a sweet ambush.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Where it's just like, oh, caught you thinking dirty.
Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
It could be that. No. So don't be thinking dirty, Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's there's something that you said at the beginning, Brent, and I went down this rabbit hole and I lost it, but like, what if it's part of a listicle?
Oh, like describing that person that's a Valentine? It's the.
Yeah.
And the dirty is just one of the adjectives, the one that happens to come before the Valentine.
Yeah.
It's like the blue collar guy or the whatever, it's, right. You know, tunting on blue collar on his shirt, you know, boots are dirty Valentine.
Yeah. When he comes in from the barn, he's a little bit dirty Valentine. He's this kind of Valentine. He's that kind of thing. He's
hope you don't mind if I'm a little bit dirty Valentine, you know, if it's like from the guy's point of view, right. What about if we get a little dirty Valentine, like let's go, you know, for the country kind of vernacular, let's go mud and let's go do something outside. Hope you don't mind if we get a little dirty,
get a little mud on the tires. Yeah. That kind of
Hope you don't mind if we get a little dirty Valentine.
Yeah.
Oh, like the perfect kind of Valentine's date. Some girls want to go out and they want to be wined and dined and at night on the town, but my boy likes a dirty Valentine.
Yeah.
And then you go into the mud and the fish and the hunting, whatever.
Here's what, you know, so what do you say? I know you could say, you could be like, I know most guys would take you out for dinner and roses and wine, but here, girl, let me tell you what. But I got back roading, I got mudding, I got da-da-da-da-da. So that's what I've got in mind.
Yeah.
So, girl, I hope you don't mind if we get a little dirty, Valentine. You know, you know, and you're riding the back roads, slinging gravel and jumping, you know.
Yeah, especially if you, like, the first time you say, how about instead we stay in tonight and get a little dirty, Valentine, or let's not go out tonight, or whatever, let's not go downtown tonight. Why don't we just get a little dirty, Valentine? And you're like, what? And then you hit the like.
For the bright light shine.
Yeah. And then you let it go like, yeah, because we're going back roads. And
yeah, the walk into that was, I could take you where the bright lights shine. But what about if we stay right here, get a little dirty, Valentine? You know, it's like, then it's country. You know, it's like, let's take this gravel road down where it ends. Mm-hmm. Let's throw out a blanket on the ground and watch the stars show up again. And baby, it's not what. It's not fine china and wine, da da da. Yeah, I mean that makes it country and fun.
Yeah,
But at the same time, it takes the title, and everybody's seen that title is going.
Yeah,
I want to hear that. What's that about?
Exactly, and I think of different ways. Like, okay, you know, so what we're doing is, you know, trying to let the title write the song. Like, how many ways can we serve up dirty? That is really a different way,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, don't do me dirty, Valentine. There's that, or like the kind of behavior of. Which I'm not sure how you frame that, or it's like, I think of like the dirty Santa too. Like, you know, is there a way to play? Like so many people know the dirty Santa. It's the, you know, the gag gifts or whatever. It's like, is there a way to be like it's a dirty Valentine. It's you're getting something you don't want, you know, on Valentine. I don't know.
Oh, I like that.
And you could say something, man, I gave you my heart this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, don't go and do me dirty, Valentine.
Yeah.
Because you know, I've opened up. I get, you know, it could be the heartbreak kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else. What I have is yours, basically. And so I'm going to give you my heart this time. But don't break it. Don't do me dirty, Valentine.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a plea. Like, that sounds like a Carly Pierce kind of, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time. Well, it's like, last Christmas, I gave you my heart. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that little bit of a, wow. And it could be the revelation.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe I thought you were all mine.
Yeah.
And I caught you doing this and that. Now, man, you did me dirty, Valentine.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my heart back. I'm, you know, it just depends on how you want to hook it.
Or you could, you know, do it the Rick Astley thing. It's like, I'll never do you dirty, Valentine.
Yeah.
Never going to give you up. They're going to let you down. Never going to do you dirty, Valentine.
The Rick Roll them.
Yeah.
You can Rick Roll them in that.
I mean, you know what? There's a lot of ways to approach this. And I think if I'm the listener out there, I'm going, well, how do I make this? What's going to make the most interesting something that you wouldn't expect? Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes out of, wow. I think initially you hear Dirty Valentine, you kind of think, I mean, for me, it'd be a challenge to write it as a CCM song. And I would kind of probably jump at that challenge because I go, mm-hmm. if I can pull this off.
There's not any of those around to compete with.
Yeah, no. And it's going to take a little bit of effort. And again, I'm sure you guys have shared this with your listener, but the first thing I would do is get online and see if that title's out there anywhere, if it's been written before and how was it written. So I don't try to look like I'm writing Let It Be again, you know, like, oh, Let right. It Be. Well, you can try Let It Be, but
just be careful if you're searching that search term at work.
Oh, yeah.
If you're day jobbing somewhere, just be careful on the office computer.
But you know what? I mean, it could be that kind of sassy little thing too, where you go, man, I couldn't believe it's funny what you can find when you get online. I found every lie that you told me, da 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 da. You did me dirty,
yeah.
You know, it can be. You know, it can be playful in that sense.
Is it? Could it be like the, you know, the thing where, you know, like finding the number on the matchbook kind of thing? It's like I found that dirty Valentine, like that note from your other person, you know, the other woman or the other guy or whatever. It's like, oh, I found that. You know, it's a Valentine to you, but it ain't for me. Kind of thing would be, you know, kind of the cheating.
I found what you didn't think I'd find.
Mm. Yeah.
It's everything I needed.
Your dirty little Valentine.
There's a way that you could kind of get permission maybe to go down the dirty rabbit hole, right? Like reading maybe some choice lines from that card, but it's angsty, right? Because like, oh, and what did she mean when she said this? And
right.
Because now it's third party that you're reading somebody else's sin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you know what you do that and then you go, so you can't believe what I, it's funny what you can find. So it's time for me to leave you behind and do you dirty, Valentine.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That's like, the bookend. That's the hook. Yeah. That's the end. That's nice. That you started. I found your dirty Valentine.
Right. And now it's time for me to leave you behind.
Oh.
So I'm going to be the one going to leave you dirty. I do you dirty.
Yeah.
Valentine. Nice.
You know, yeah. It's like, okay, touche.
That's cool. And if it's like a female song, she's like, you know, those panties aren't my size. You know, like you're finding the stuff that you're like, wait, this is for your dirty Valentine. Yeah. Okay. This is not like you can drop some of that stuff in there going, I know what you're up to.
Oh,
that ain't my lipstick. You know, you come in and go in, that ain't my lipstick on that glass of wine.
Mm.
And so you probably did something. I found things you didn't think I'd find.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's my time to do you dirty, Valentine. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, oh, touche.
Giddy up. Those are good right there. That's good. That might be my two favorites are what we just did now. And then you're talking about how to maybe frame that as a CCM thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, like a Valentine, it's a love note, but it's just not perfect. Like, it's just like, it's the best I could do. I hope you kind of accept this dirty Valentine. If there's a way to do that, it's kind of a heartfelt thing or almost a CCM thing. Like it's it's just not pure white kind of thing. It's not, I don't know how that is, but if there's a way to go, here's my, you know, imperfect offering kind of way. It's a heartfelt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get my head.
There's something around there.
What if it's a way to, maybe this is what you're saying and it's just hitting me in the back of the head now, but what if that's a way to describe the self-deprecating, I'm imperfect and I'm worshiping Jesus the Valentine. And so this is my best dirty Valentine for.
Yeah. It's my cleanest dirty Valentine.
Yeah.
like my cleanest dirty shirt.
Dirty Valentine. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. It's like, I don't know if that title would pull that off or if that would just land like totally cockeyed, but it's an interesting thought, but that's what this is for, you know, to throw all that stuff out there. But you know, it's funny because there's a lot more to this than I would have thought like at first blush. And that's why you play the game.
Yeah.
Right. And what about juxtaposing clean against Dirty Valentine, right? Like, what could happen down that road?
I mean, I think it's the salvation thing is like you redeemed the unredeemable.
Mm-hmm.
You gave the unforgivable. And that you could clean a heart like mine when all I've been is so dirty all of my life, Valentine.
Yeah.
So again, it's like, you know, you somehow to make dirty not like a deed, but more of a what I was. I was an admission.
Yeah, like an awareness.
You loved me even when I was dirty, Valentine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that sort of thing, like the grace and the.
Hold on a second. Okay, on down that road, we could go darker.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it's like a recovering addict or alcoholic? That's, you know, that a big part of the program is giving yourself to Jesus and understanding that, and then, you know, that coming through the other end of that, like I can't believe you made this heart clean.
Yeah,
there's so much with clean in that, right?
Oh yeah, that's a lot of meanings.
Like that could be so. Good, man.
I just wrote a song with a guy named Ben Fuller. I don't know if you know who Ben is, Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just wrote this for his new record. And Ben's story is pretty unbelievable because he comes from he battled addiction and a lot of things. And he's very transparent about it. But it is that right there. It's like, I had my sins. I strayed away. Mm-hmm. I was lost, so far gone. Didn't think I could ever change. But you had a purpose. You had a plan. And you call me by name. Now I have a testimony. It's like, so it could be that guy, if it's framed in a really heartfelt ballad, man, you know, my life, my heart was so dirty. My life was not worthy of what you gave. And I'm not worthy of what you gave for mine. How could you love someone so dirty, Valentine?
Yeah. And especially like I could see it like in the chorus, if you repeat, you know, Valentine several times, like you're just addressing the Savior several times and you're just calling him Valentine.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I once was lost, but, or, you know, thanks to you, I'm no longer blind, Valentine, da 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 da, made you mine, Valentine, da da da, you know, or whatever all that stuff is. And you cleaned me up when you still loved me, even though I was dirty, Valentine. So it's like you set them up.
Right.
And one thing, normally Johnny says this, he normally has this angle. I can't believe we didn't get to it yet. I thought about it earlier and forgot about it. What if it's like you're addressing like heroin or addiction? It's my dirty Valentine.
Oh,
you know, it's my like dirty secret. It's like you do me dirty Valentine. I love you. You bring me back time after time. That's what you're kind of personifying and addressing your addiction, whatever that is, like dirty Valentine, like happy Valentine's. That's why I'm alone.
Mm.
You're why I'm alone. Mm. You're the one I got tonight. Cause you've screwed everything else.
Dad, now there's a rock song, right?
There's
there.
A rock song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the trick on that would be to get those lyrics like that and the metaphors and then put it to like a really upbeat poppy melody.
Right. Right.
There she goes again.
Yeah.
Running through my veins and I just can't complain. Yeah. Wow. That's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. What a great title, man. We got a lot of good looks at this, you guys.
That was fun.
Wow.
A lot of good looks.
There's a lot of angles.
You're fun, Brian. We got to hang out.
We need to. There's a lot of angles, man. And there's a lot of, and the cool thing about this is, I'll share just real quickly a short story about titles. I had a title that when this title came in the room, maybe some person goes, well, this is what I think. But it's when you get all the heads together, well, what if, what if, what if? And I walked the title into a room with my buddy Rodney Clawson and Tanya Hancheroff, and I had this title called Tales from the Tailgate.
Mm.
And it was just in my mind, sitting on the tailgate of the truck and just talking about the good old days and this, that, and the other at the Walmart parking lot or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. And I went down the hall to get coffee, and when I came back, they said, how about instead of Tales from the Tailgate, Tales on the Tailgate? And I was like, well, that's different tales. We're talking, and they're like, yeah, we're in, sitting there. There's been a lot of tail on the tailgate, bumping on the bumper, steaming up. So it became this whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cool thing, if I hadn't shared the title, we'd never got to that. I would have never got to that by myself.
Yeah.
So today, throwing out Dirty Little Valentine, maybe our listener has, this is what I've had in my mind, what that song could be. And all of a sudden, we've peeled back the onion and gone, well, look at all the layers, man. There's a there's 100 ways you could write.
The kaleidoscope of different lenses you could look through to twist that.
Exactly.
However, you could, and you know, but what a great way too to find a, I never thought about this, how to articulate it like this, but we talk about, you know, being able to go back into your old hooks and breathe new life into them, but also this can help in a room where you're with an artist, take a title and then all of a sudden move the brand, move the title over the target of the artist's brand by looking at those different lenses. Like if we frame it this way, it's perfect for so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. It's perfect for you, the artist, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, let's say you had this, like, I'm sorry, what was the artist you were talking about? Fuller, that had the...
Ben Fuller.
Who had the addiction history. And it's like, hey, what if we did it this way? And here's another way for you to tell your story, to testify, to, you know, and we'll color it this way. Here's the furniture we're going to put in the room this way. And wow, that becomes an itch worth scratching, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You totally frame it in a picture that makes sense for that artist. You know, it's like, okay, I mean, Carly Pierce isn't going to sing a song that if we write it about addiction, it's not going to be about her.
Yeah.
But if she has, oh, I got my heart broke. You did my dirty. You did me dirty that whole time. Well, she went through. So it is, you kind of frame it according to, and if you just write it in general and say, well, this is, we're going to go after the artist that has dealt with an addiction thing. Well, you might find that a smaller piece of pie.
Yeah. It's a smaller bullseye you're trying to hit. Yeah.
But if you go, okay, there's a lot of people that have been done wrong. And so if we make it playful enough, almost like a, you could write it in a Casey Musgrave kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I love that.
So just, again, it just depends on who's in the room and what vibe you got, you know, go a hundred ways, man. And
yep.
Cool.
I love it. Well, Bill, where can everybody connect with you and find you? Are you on social media? Are you on?
Yes. My socials are brianwhitesongwriter.com. That's my website. And that's Brian with an I. There's another Brian White that was a big 90s country artist, and we're actually good buddies. So if you spell it B-R-Y, you'll get him. But I'm brianwhitesongwriter.com. And then my socials on like Instagram, it's B as in boy, W as in white, tunes, T-U-N-E-S, Instagram, and then also at Facebook and all the other things that are out there. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
Great, man.
Well, thank you, man. We got some good looks at that, guys. I love that. And climbers, send in your titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Put STC or Song Title Challenge into the subject line, please, because I want to make sure that it gets a good look. And who knows, you might get a legendary writer with 400 cuts to go and start help us flesh out how some different ways to write that. You know what I mean? This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.